Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, November 12th, which is this year Veterans Day.
Yeah.
So
I feel like
no
a lot
banks.
Of people have today off.
Yeah. No banks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's
why?
Right.
Do you need the bank today?
I did need the bank today. Fuck.
Well, there's ATMs. You don't need to go in.
Right.
Yeah. What's going on? How's it going?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Gabby left yesterday, so I cried like all morning.
Yeah. I know. Well... Oh, this morning she left?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you cried.
Yeah.
You miss her.
110%, yeah.
Did you guys have fun together?
Yeah, we had fun.
That's good.
Yeah. She hung out with the guy that she liked, which is probably the reason why she even came out here to begin with.
Really? Oh, so she knew him already?
Yeah, they've already chilled.
Oh.
But he's like an artist and he was performing here this weekend.
So you think that's why she
110%.
Oh, my God.
But I mean, whatever works for me seeing her, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I used to have really bad anxiety flying and now hers is really bad. So like on the way dropping her off at the airport on Sunday morning, I was like, you're giving me anxiety.
Right.
Like, I know I'm bad when I get on flights, but like, when did you get this bad?
Right. Oh, God.
So that was interesting.
So she's having a rough flight probably, right?
No, I mean, both flights were smooth, but it's her anxiety for like the takeoff and stuff.
Right, right.
I think it's because she's traveling without her kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got home last night.
Oh, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a lot to talk about today, fires and shit. My friend Doug's going to call in from outside of Paradise, California, because everything they had was destroyed.
That's so crazy.
Everything. And I want him to tell the story. I started a GoFundMe. So if any of our listeners care to help out a family, there's 7 people, 4 kids and 3 adults. They lost their home, their business, everything. They're like fucking only with the clothes on their bodies. So he's going to call in. And if you guys want to help, you can go to, I'm not going to give the link, but you can go to either my page or LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook. And you'll see a link there for Doug and Don Newsom. So, yeah, man, I feel so bad, you know. I want to send them some clothes. I got a lot of clothes I don't wear.
Right.
But how am I going to get it there? You know, it's probably going to weigh so much.
Right.
That how do you send something like that?
Well, hopefully everyone's house
costs more than the clothes.
Right.
You know?
And like, where is he staying?
Oh, they're staying at like some winery nearby or something.
Oh, that's like sheltering people?
No, but they still have to pay. Like they're paying $200.
How do you ask people who just lost their home to pay? That's just so crazy to me.
I know, but it's like a hotel probably or something where people stay.
Yeah, but I mean, for at least like a month, like people should be like willing to at least help like a few, maybe not like the whole entire hotel, but like give up like 10 rooms to families in need.
Well, we don't know what they've done. I mean, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what they've done, but shit, hopefully, there's thousands of people.
Yeah, and hopefully everyone whose house burned down, they have house insurance.
Well, they do, but you know, the problem is they're not getting anything from FEMA, which is the government's emergency fund, because the government hasn't declared it a disaster yet.
I mean, it's definitely a fucking disaster.
The
Are
whole
they kidding?
Town is gone.
What the fuck? Oh, man.
I don't know, man. But he's going to tell us everything about it. He'll call in a few minutes. So some people, I guess, were observing Veterans Day yesterday.
Yeah.
But Californians have been too busy, really. It's been hell out here. The fires, the winds. And the fires are not even close to being contained. I mean, they're just raging, you know. And
10%.
You don't know what's going to happen, you know. I mean, like we went to my mom's this weekend and only maybe a couple miles from there, they were evacuating. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, it's definitely scary.
It's touching home, you know?
Yeah, on Saturday, me and Gabby went out for like a quick second to like get food. And I was like, yo, it's like mad smoky out. And we're in West Hollywood.
Right.
So I can't imagine if you're like actually in those areas. There's like a debacle too, because Malibu Wine Farms, where I went a couple of weeks ago,
right,
they didn't evacuate any of their animals.
Oh.
You get millions and millions of dollars a year, but you're going to like keep your animals
yeah
on your farm. It's just really crazy to me.
So the animals are gone?
No, there's. I don't know how many died, but like they're really concerned about the giraffe.
Right. Oh, I saw something with the giraffe.
Yeah, yeah, it's yeah. Like, hello, he needs to be out of that. Like, he's going to die.
Right.
You know?
Maybe they don't have a way to transfer it.
No, people are offering.
Really?
Yeah, people are like, we have transports. Tell us where you, tell us when to pick them up. And like, no one, they like, won't respond.
Probably really?
Yeah. It's like everywhere. Everyone's Instagram story today is about how they're like basically ignoring the help that's being offered to them.
Huh. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has smelled bad out here. I went to the Getty Museum on Saturday. Impromptu. I didn't really plan. But then I saw signs for Renaissance Nude. I thought, okay, I'm going there. You know, we get to see some nude.
What?
Renaissance. That's a period of art.
No, I know what Renaissance is. Okay. Like, is that like a club?
No. Renaissance is like a period of time where the best painters.
Yeah, but what does it mean nude?
Oh, nude. Like, not the painters are nude, but their pictures are nudes.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, I was like, I'm so confused right now.
Okay, look. Those are from big painters that painted nude pictures.
Okay, gotcha.
All right.
Gotcha. Thanks for clearing that up.
And it's just not women, but I mean, they'll show you like a scene from hell or something. Right. And they used to do that a lot. They used to paint hell all the fucking time.
Right.
So even the men there are like with their penises out, and right. The women are naked too. But it was a period where people admired the human body.
Right.
What's amazing is everybody there has got like a body with a six pack. I'm like, what the fuck? Like Jesus Christ was like working out all day at Jim's Club. Gold's Gym, whatever.
Gold's Gym, God.
I mean, so how could they all be muscular like that? They couldn't, but that's the way the painters saw it, you know?
Right.
And the women were chubby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they call it Rubenesque, I guess, right? When a woman is a little chubby.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. You be chubby, girl.
Yeah.
I feel like some men, and they don't like to admit it, but they like when their woman is a little thicker.
Yeah, a little thicker,
it's more
thicker,
to, like,
yeah.
Tug on, play with.
No, of course, you know, but, you know, that's not the case with someone obese, you know. I don't know that many people are attracted to that.
No.
But, I mean, a few extra pounds is nice.
Do you think that's genetic?
I don't know.
I always wondered that.
Maybe. I think so. I mean, look, at least part of it is your body structure, you know.
Right. Like, my cousin is obese.
Really?
Yeah, like, extremely overweight. And she got approved to get her
stomach.
Yeah, I forget the exact gastro.
Yeah, bypass or something.
But then she got scared and she backed out of it, but they approved her because she's so unhealthy now.
Right.
But insurance was like, we'll cover it.
Right.
Because like your life is in danger. So she said no because she was too scared that something would happen during surgery, which is a big risk. Like something could happen during surgery. You know, it's scary.
Right.
But it's also scary to know that you're this heavy and you could die at any moment anyway.
Yeah.
But she...
But that's extreme, you know. I mean, there's still obese people that are not that extreme, though. You know, how much does she weigh?
Probably like 350, maybe 4.
Wow.
Yeah, like she's a closet eater.
Yeah.
So like she'll go to the gym, but then she'll go home and like she'll eat like 5 bags of chips, Taco Bell.
It's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
How can people eat so much?
I can eat a lot. But
you know how much she shits, probably?
I don't know. Like I
mean, with that much food?
I feel like I haven't gone to the bathroom in a couple of days, which is weird, but...
Really?
Yeah, that scares me. You know me. I like to go at least twice a day. If I don't, I'll, like,
freak
out. Yeah,
don't let it go too much because it gets hard.
And I've been eating, like, a lot. When Gabby was here, we ate a pretty decent amount.
But you got to eat, like, more moist things, like salads and...
Right.
And a lot of maybe water, too.
Right. Well, I need to drink a little bit more water, that's for sure.
Yeah, but read up on it. I don't know. But when it stays a few days, man, fuck, it gets harder and harder to shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then it hurts when you do.
Yeah.
TMI, folks. We're just giving you some health lessons
this
morning.
Yeah, there you go. If you didn't have enough information, we're giving you everything.
Right. Amen.
But, yeah, so the fire got as close as like to Calabasas and shit, which is where the rich people live.
Oh, no, like Jared Butler's house burnt down.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus and Neil Young among those. Nobody's immune. And it's amazing the devastation, you know? I mean, fuck, you have nothing.
So I just said, to me, it's like, how did a fire like this start? Did somebody start it? Like, is it arson?
Well, they don't know, but they say the one in Paradise could have been from power lines. Faulty power lines or something, you know.
And then that fire just started the rest of the fires?
Yeah, I mean, then the embers just are all over the place, you know.
I bet so many animals died this past...
Yeah.
An extreme amount. I don't even want to think about it.
Right. Yeah. What was I just going to say? Shit, man. I had something that was... okay, well, I never remember anyway. So they're saying it started like from, possibly faulty power lines and stuff. And, okay, I remember what I wanted to say.
Go ahead.
This reminded me, I don't know why, but I started watching Three Billboards. Have you seen that?
Yeah, one? I saw it.
Good, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's really good. I mean, I'll never watch it again, but yeah. It wasn't a movie where I watched and I was like, I hated watching that.
Right.
The acting in it is incredible.
Yeah, she's something. Mm-hmm. She's something.
She's an incredible actress. Not attractive at all. No. But I think that's what makes her interesting is because she's like not the best to look at. But her acting skills are... I mean, I feel like every single person who had a role in that movie just nailed their role.
Right. And she always nails those roles, you know? Right. I mean, she's a serious actress. Right. You know? What's the first name? I know it's McDormand, right? What's the first name? Yeah, I can't remember.
I'll tell
either.
You right now. Hold on.
Yeah. I want to say Denise, but it's not Denise. McDormand. Well, we'll figure out because we're smart here.
Yeah, hold on.
We always figure out. Francis, maybe?
That could be it. Hold
Francis
on.
McDormand.
Three Billboards. Okay. I'm Her name sure. is, yeah, Francis.
Okay. See?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just got to think a couple seconds and it comes to you, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I was thinking about this weekend. Okay. So check this out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
Gabby met John.
Gabby met John. Your John.
Mm-hmm.
And?
I mean, it was cool.
What does that mean? So he's still around?
He just popped back up this week. That was my first time seeing him in a month.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean popped up? Did he just write to you or something?
He started following Gabby and Gabby followed him back. And then they kind of organized me. I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah?
I just like showed up. I was like, hi there.
She probably told him you like him a lot, huh? You miss him or something?
No? I don't think so.
So why did he come?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, obviously he must have missed me too. Like,
yeah.
You know? So the night started off really well. Like, you wouldn't have known that we basically have been hating each other, like, at all. But I hung out with him afterwards and it just didn't go well.
No, huh?
Mm-mm, your phone's ringing.
Oh, my phone's ringing? Oh, yeah. But, wait a minute. So, what happened? How did it turn sour again?
I couldn't even tell you.
Really?
I couldn't even tell you. It wasn't me. I needed that whole experience this weekend to know whatever happens between us has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, probably.
He's like, a weirdo, nothing man. To do with me.
It's fucking weird. I don't know why he's doing this to you, but you got to stop chasing him.
Oh, I'll never chase him ever again.
No?
Nope, not after this weekend, no.
Good.
I mean, I still care about him for sure. Like, I think he's like misunderstood or maybe just like needs to figure himself out, which I find interesting in anyone, really.
Right.
Because any guy I've ever dated, I'm like, I could fix him.
Yeah.
I could change his life, you know? But I'm tired now. I don't want to fix you.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to fix anybody, man. Fuck the fixing guys. You know, find someone who's already fixed.
Right. Right. I mean, Gabby liked him. I mean, we all laughed all night. He was with one of his guy friends. I brought Gabby. It was like a good night until like I went home with them.
And you're sure it's not you, right?
No, this time.
Because I don't know you outside of here.
Nope. And I will admit, like the first time I was like, okay, I sent a bunch of crazy texts. Like, I get how someone could be upset. But this, no, nothing to do. Like, I was like even sitting there like, what is going on? Like, it was like almost like an outer body experience. I bawled my eyes out, too. He saw me weep. Yep.
Wow.
Well, I was also shit-faced, too.
Yeah.
And, too, I just, like, I was so confused. I was like, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, God.
And I was like, are you in love with me? Like, and you don't want to admit it to yourself? Because I just don't understand where any of this is coming from.
Uh-huh.
It was just weird.
Do you really think he's in love with you if he behaves like that? Come on. People don't treat him like shit.
I think he's scared to be in love with me and he knows that he would be. And I told him that. Mm. I go, I think that's what your problem is. I go, but you need to stop treating me like this. Especially if you say you quote unquote want to be friends.
Mm. Friends my ass. It's not going to work.
No, never. I mean, let's be serious. I feel like anyone who's ever, like I met this girl at the gym.
Uh-huh.
She's telling me she had her best guy friend of 20 years. They like grew up together. They hooked up maybe once or twice. haven't spoken since.
Really?
I'm like, 20 years of friendship just down the drain because y'all thought
right
you could be friends with benefits.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just don't think it could work.
It's happened to me before, too.
Yeah. Like, it's just so funny how people can throw that word out there. Like, we're friends. What do you mean by we're friends?
Yeah, we're not friends. We're fuckers.
Right. Like, I have a few guy friends where I'm like, they're my friends. Yeah. Like, dead ass, they're my friends. I could call them. We don't speak all the time. Like, maybe we can go, like, a month without talking to each other. And then we'll call, we'll shoot the shit. They'll tell me whatever girl they're hooking up with, whatever.
Right.
But we've never, ever crossed the line where it was like, do you want to, like, maybe get drunk and do this?
Right.
Because they're literally just my friends.
Right.
But you can't, like... You can't say, I want to be your friend, and then 5 seconds later, tell me you want to come inside me. That is not what you say to your friends. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right.
Exactly.
You're right. You don't say that.
So I'm like,
if it's a true friend, you don't look at him that way. No. You look at him more like family.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Like, you can't look at me like and tell me that I'm beautiful and like just stare at me and awe and then be like, we're just friends. That's not right. That's not going to work for you.
Right. And it seems like when there's friendships like that, usually one side wants it and the other one maybe doesn't.
Right,
you know?
Right, exactly.
Usually the guy probably wants to bang the woman.
Right. I mean, sometimes it's like if they're friends, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I think at every point in a friendship, a guy always has like that thought. Like,
right.
I don't think necessarily a girl does. Like, I have guy friends where I'm like, I've never once in my life looked at you and said, I wonder what it would be like. No, never. But I guarantee there's been times where my guy friends have looked at me and be like, well,
yeah.
I could probably sleep with her. But you're not.
Yeah.
You're not going to.
In my case, it was a long time ago, but it was a female friend. And she insisted, I mean, not insisted, but like, you know, yeah, after a year or so, she's like, can't you see? Can't you tell that I'm attracted to you? And you know,
right.
And all that. And I said, I don't think we should. She insisted. So we finally did, and never was the same.
Never. It ruins it. It ruins it.
It does.
And so I have read and I have heard and everyone else says that like when you sleep with someone, especially unprotected, like your souls are literally connecting.
Mm.
Like you're literally leaving a piece of yourself in that person. So really? You're going to tell. Yeah, literally. I don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
But there's been.
But you like the idea.
No, but I believe in it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like before you have sex with someone, it's so easy to not care.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if you are like dating this guy for like 10 weeks, but you guys haven't hooked up yet and it doesn't work out, it's so much easier to be like, oh, well, it didn't work out. Once sex is involved, it's like that person has now like been inside you.
Right.
And it's harder to get over it.
Yeah. So. It's so intimate. You know, I mean, you can't like... You know, you can't compare it to anything else. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is like that, you know, but yeah. I don't know if I believe all these things, but, you know, I mean, what do we know? You know, there's so much we don't know.
About the body.
Yeah, about
like
anything.
Scientifically, emotionally, physically, like even like anxiety or depression, like no one really understands it.
Yeah.
Like where is it? Like when Gabby had like 3 panic attacks while she was here.
Oh my God.
And I was like, for me, I'm like, I don't really understand it.
Yeah.
You know, like we would just be like in the middle of something and she's like, I need to sit down. I have anxiety.
Really?
And I was like, how do you just like get anxiety?
Why doesn't she get medication for it?
She doesn't. Like we won't even take Tylenol if we have cramps, like let alone.
Yeah. But what the fuck? Is that like smart?
I mean, I don't think her anxiety, it's like more of like heavy breathing.
Like, yeah, but like a panic attack,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, panic attacks.
Yeah, but people don't like those at all, so they take medication.
Yeah, but I mean, she thugs it out, but it's just for me, it's like, I don't understand it.
I know.
I drank way too much this weekend. I don't think I could ever drink again.
Good. Good.
Like almost pukey set. Me?
Yeah, but why do you have to drink so much? Are you trying to suppress some pain?
No. I just like to drink. I'm Irish. I'm half Irish. And my mom can tank them back. And I think I get it from her. Because I'm like, woo!
So you just like to be really drunk?
I don't like to be really drunk. But the thing is, this weekend I mixed like an idiot.
Uh-huh.
So Friday night, we went out all day. Like we went out. We left here. We went back to the crib. We got ready. And we started. My friend Camilla came down. And we started day drinking at 1 p.m. And it wasn't like, it was like tequila. So we were drinking tequila at 1. Then we went to a tequila restaurant. And then we went to Dave and Buster's. Then we came home, changed, and then went to Beauty in Essex. And then we drank wine. So I'm like, bruh, we've been mixing liquor all day. So that night I went home and I looked at Gabby. I go, this might be the first time I puke since like college. But I didn't end up puking. But then Saturday we woke up. We were like tired and useless pieces of shit. And then we drank. We didn't really eat that much. And then we went out with my guy and then we drank. But it wasn't that we drank a lot. It was that we drank and we didn't really eat that much.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but then Gabby met up with her guy and I went with her at 3:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think he thought for a split second he was going to hook up with both of us. And I was like, oh, no, honey.
Yeah.
We're twins. I wanted to see who my sister is fucking.
Yeah.
So he was actually really. So it's true. But he dead ass admitted. He was like, I thought it was going to like we were going to.
Yeah,
you know, have a threesome.
Wow.
But he ended up.
Guys are so fucked up, man.
I mean, they always want it.
Yeah.
But I would never. Like, that's not something I'd ever do or ever be into.
Yeah.
But I ended up staying for 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
I stayed till about 6:30 in the morning, just talking to him and Gabby. And he's a cool ass dude. Like, I give her the thumbs up, but I also know, like, dating someone in the business who's like on the road all the time, probably not the best bet, especially for someone who loves just as equally as hard as I do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But he's cool. Then I left and went home and showered and went to bed finally at 8 a.m. And Gabby didn't come back to the apartment till like 10:30 in the morning. So all day Saturday, all we did was switch positions on the couch and eat.
Wow. How can you guys fucking live like that? Even for 2 days, you know, it totally fucks up the day.
It does. Like we woke up Sunday morning and we're like getting ready to bring her to the airport. I was like, we literally did nothing yesterday. Okay. She's like, I don't care. It was relaxing. Your couch is so comfortable.
You guys didn't go around town and shit like that?
Mm-hmm. She was like, I just want to be around you. She's not really like a clubby person. So she wasn't
not
like
clubs, but you were going to go to Venice and all that stuff.
No,
you
know, God. Like during the day. Slept all day on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
I mean, on Saturday.
Yeah.
I had to like tap her on the shoulder at 10 p.m. at night. I was like, are you serious right now?
Jeez.
Wake up.
Yeah. You both need some guidance.
For sure. Absolutely. 110%.
You can't fall for guys like that, man. What the hell?
He's a cool guy, though. For sure. 110%. He's a cool guy. I just feel like it's not whether a guy is good or bad. It's just how society is set up now.
Right.
Like, it's just, even this guy that she hangs out with was just saying how available so much is.
Right.
Like, literally, pussy is one click away. Dick is one click away. Just like a guy can have another girl in 30 seconds, so could a woman. Right. Like, I can have another man just like you in
even
5
faster.
Four, even faster. Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All I got to do is send a DM.
Right.
That's it. I want to get over you? Okay, cool. I can get over you. It's just like, it's so bad. I swear I'm 30. I'm never having kids and I'm never going to be in a relationship, but I'm going to speak it into existence that I will have 2 beautiful children and I will fall in love with someone who loves me just as much back.
Oh, it'll happen.
I think so. As patience. I just don't want to be an old mom. Mm. Like, I don't want to have kids at like 35. And then
that's not old. Come on.
But when they're 20, I'm 55.
Yeah. When they're 20, 55, that's okay. I mean, my son's 26. I'm 58.
See, I'm 30.
I was 30 when we had, well, I guess I was 33 when we had him, but my daughter's 28, so yeah.
Yeah, but, you guys are, yeah, okay, because she's almost 30, which makes more sense because I'm 30 and my dad is about to be 57.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's about right. But I guess for a mom, 35 is kind of late, but I don't know.
For men,
I
mean, it's different.
Not anymore.
Like John Stamos, he's like 50-something, and he just had a baby.
50, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he just turned 50.
Yeah, but what about George Clooney, who's much older? Billy Joel, I mean, what the fuck, you know? These guys are, like, really old. They're still having kids.
I know. How many kids does George Clooney have? Just one?
I think just the one.
With his wife, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, duh, I would hope. Mm-hmm. I would hope it's his wife.
Yeah.
I used to think he was so fine back in the day. I don't anymore, though.
I still think he's very handsome.
He's not ugly, for sure.
He's totally like movie star stuff.
Yeah, he looks like he was born to be on a TV screen.
Right.
For sure. Like, it's like, what else would you be doing? Yeah. Imagine if he was your CEO of a company. I'd be like, we're going to get in some trouble.
And he's got that deep, manly voice and stuff, you know. Yeah, I mean, he's cool. I like him. I don't like every actor, but, you know. And then, of course, you have the ones that don't ever age, like Brad Pitt.
Looks so good. He doesn't wear deodorant, though, and I heard he smells really bad.
Really?
That's such a turnoff.
Wouldn't somebody tell him?
I don't know, but Leonardo DiCaprio had a birthday party on Saturday, and someone sent me the address, and I was literally about to roll up, but I was like, how embarrassing would it be if I get to the front, they have like a strict list, and I'm like, no, I know him.
Yeah.
I know him. We met.
Yeah.
Because you know I'm obsessed with him. Like, yeah. I've been living in LA for 2 years and I've never once seen him anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, please, that's my husband.
He was dating Israel's top model.
And they broke
Bara
up, probably.
Fairly, yeah.
Did they break up? Are they still
Dating? No, they broke up.
Yeah, he doesn't, like, he dates models for, like, yeah, 2 weeks, and then he's like, let's go on these vacations, and then bye.
Because he can. That's why. I'm telling you, when guys can, they do.
I know. Why can't you just, like, meet me and change your whole life?
Well, you know, not every guy. And like I said, then later in life, you definitely look for someone to settle down with. But
right.
As long as you can, you do.
How old is he? Like, 48?
I don't know.
Let's look. I think he's like 42. I know he's definitely...
No, he can't be 42. Leonardo?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he could. I don't know. What the hell do I know? But I don't think he could. Well, how old was he with the Titanic? Like 20?
He was like 20 and I was like 10.
Yeah.
So maybe he's like in his early...
And that was 20
He's 44 and his birthday was on yesterday.
Yeah, you're close. Yeah.
He's so handsome. Everyone's like, he's aging terribly. I'm like, no, he's not. You know who's aging terribly? Johnny Depp.
Really?
Oh, my God. What happened to him?
I don't know. I haven't
Crazy.
Seen him lately, but okay.
Yeah, he definitely disappeared after the Amber Heard shit.
Yeah.
His ex-wife.
But doesn't he have a new movie? Like, what's it called? The Nutcracker? Is it possible?
Oh, is he in that?
I think so.
Who's
I
in
know
that?
He's coming up in something.
My sister's going to see that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to see The Nutcracker because I saw the play last year and I fell asleep.
Really?
During the play. So I'm like, is the movie going to suck?
Yeah. No, I don't think he's in the Nutcracker. It's not coming up on Google.
Morgan Freeman's in it. Keira Knightley.
Mm-mm. Oh, wow.
No, he's not in
it. Because I was thinking, because it's a weird movie probably, and he's a weird actor. Always takes weird roles.
Right, yeah, he does.
So I thought maybe he's in it. But no, I guess it was a different preview that I saw. Let's see. Just look up Johnny Depp's new movie or something.
Okay. Are you Googling it?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. New movie. And that's called... I don't know. What's it called? City of Lies.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, City of Lies. That's what it's called. I don't know. We'll wait and see. What can I tell
right.
you?
Right, I've never heard of that.
No?
Ever. I haven't even seen a preview for it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. A film about the murder investigations of popular 90s rappers, the Notorious Big and Tupac. Yeah.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
I have no clue. But why do they keep doing like remakes of that movie? Like, we've already gotten two of them. Like, how many more movies are you guys going to possibly do?
Really? Did they have movies on that already?
Yeah, they did a separate one on Biggie and a separate one on Tupac, but they both like had Tupac and Biggie in them.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, how many movies are we going to get about the same conspiracy theories about how they killed each other?
Yeah, well, they were popular.
Yeah, I mean, you know? I love them. Their music's great. There hasn't really been rappers on their level ever since. Mm-mm. I mean, because they were rapping about like real gangster shit.
Yeah, right.
Now it's like everyone that raps, it's like you guys are rapping about what you think gangster shit is because none of y'all are real gangsters.
Right.
Like, let's be serious. Come on.
Oh, man.
So that's that.
Fantastic Beast, is that it?
No, that's not him.
No?
Nope. 110% not him.
New trailer, Fantastic Beasts. Well, I don't know. Yeah, look, Johnny Depp.
Is it the second one?
Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Is this the second one, though?
What do you mean the second one?
There's already been a Fantastic Beasts. I know I know that they were coming out with the second one.
I don't know what the fuck.
I think that's in theaters right now.
I can't really read the article right now.
Yeah.
Is it in the...
I'm pretty sure.
Because I saw a billboard or something. I'm sure of that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in theaters.
Yeah. What's happened to Doug? He's not calling in.
He's probably fucking stressed.
No, no, he said he'd call. So let me try and call him because I don't want to miss out. Doug is my very good friend and they were stuck. They escaped the fire in paradise. And he was going to call us and tell us a little bit about the adventures. But we're going to call him because I don't see him calling. So let me put in the number real quick. And they are up north. And we'll see what he has to say, man, because this is like sad shit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if he probably won't recognize the number, but I'm wondering if he tried.
Leave a message. Thank you.
Oh.
Oh, no. Well, what's going on? I hope they're okay.
I know. Same.
Yeah, I sent him a text about what number to call in on, and he didn't. So he didn't respond, so maybe he didn't get it. Maybe something's going on. I don't know, but what worse could happen already?
Right.
You know, that hasn't happened.
I mean.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep pumping the GoFundMe campaign we started for them. It's a family of three adults, four children, no home, no business, no nothing. And I can't stop thinking about how difficult it is. They're like maxing the credit cards out already and... Because they got to rebuild the business. I mean, that's where the livelihood comes from.
Well, was it insured?
I don't know if anything was insured or not. But the problem is, it could take months to get the money.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing about insurance companies. Like, they know you're, like, in dire need, and they'll probably stretch it out.
Yeah, you know.
For as long as possible.
And it's a process. I mean, they don't just give out money, you know.
No.
So, it is a process, and but they have to worry about... what immediately they're going
to
do.
And it's crazy, too, because I used to work in insurance, and so many people would get, like, house policies, and just because they didn't want to pay, like, a higher premium, they would cut out, like...
the fire?
The fire, really? Or, like, the floods, and then they'd be the ones coming in where that happened to them, and it's like, you don't have that on your policy.
But don't they require, like, fire? I think they require fire and flooding.
Mm-mm.
When you buy a house.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No?
Like a lot of people...
Homeowners insurance, I think you gotta have
it. It's an option.
Mm.
And a lot of people, if they have like... So if you live in like Florida or something and you need hurricane insurance,
right.
Ooh-hoo, man. Your
costs
premium's up,
money,
but like
yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to have that?
Right.
Like especially when you live in an area where that's probably going to happen.
Going to happen, right.
And then your house blows to smithereens and like, guess what? You just wanted to pay $500 left on your policy and now you got $5 million worth of damage. So...
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I hate insurance companies, but it's
necessary.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
It's like a necessary thing.
You have to do it because otherwise you're fucked, man. Especially with health insurance,
mm-hmm.
medical insurance,
mm-hmm.
and stuff. You know, but we'll see. You know, I mean, I don't know how. You know, and the things that there's things that you can replace, so it's not a big deal. You know, you lose a computer, you lose a TV,
right?
Furniture, whatever. But there are things you can't replace,
mm-hmm.
you know? I mean, Doug tells me I don't have any pictures left of my dad. I guess they were all in paper.
That's awful.
Paper pictures. Yeah. You know?
I saw the
collections.
Story. Right. Yeah. I saw the story of this couple whose house burnt down and they went back like a few days after the fire because his wife left her wedding ring and it was like in the rubbish.
Really?
They searched for like hours and they found it.
And it didn't burn, melt mm-hmm. in the fire?
Mm-mm.
Wow. That's very interesting.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that fire will melt anything.
I know.
Fuck. You know?
So sad.
Fuck. And it moves so fast. And yeah. It seemed as though the fire was aimed right at that town, you know?
So weird.
I mean, what the fuck, you know? So I know. So he's like, I stopped. Believe in the spirituality or anything, fuck it, you know? And because he says, you know, why would this happen? I mean, and where the fuck does it come from, you know? I mean, so he's just like really cynical right now. I don't
right.
blame him, you know?
Right.
When shit like this happens, you go, what the fuck, man? There's no meaning to life. You know, you put your effort, your whole life into something and then it just burns in 2 minutes. What is
right.
this? But, you know, I also told him, I said, look, it's a good opportunity. It's a clean slate. He said they're going to move out of California. And I think that's a good thing. They were
yeah.
sort of like too comfortable where they were. I told him, you don't have a life. You live in fucking like a retirement town.
They're moving out of California completely?
Yeah.
To go where?
They haven't decided yet, but they just feel that it's very expensive to live here, which is totally true.
Mm-hmm.
Even in their small town. To do business here is more expensive. And besides, I guess they realized we don't really want to be out here. I don't know how they ended up there. They still don't know.
Well, I mean, they're probably also petrified that they'll move somewhere else and this could happen again.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it does. But, you know, if it's a factor, But yeah, so we'll see. I don't know. They're considering a couple states to move to.
Right.
But yeah, the kids. Fuck, man. I mean, I can't imagine such loss. I can't imagine.
Yeah, it's
terrible. When it's so close to home here, down here, it's really scary, man. I mean, shit, like Calabasas. I mean, it started in Thousand Oaks, which is kind of far from here. And then it moves fast towards the valley here. You know, and I know some people that live on the hills. So that's dangerous shit.
Yeah.
Somebody said they saw a couple of coyotes roaming the streets because they all escaped the fire.
Right. It's like, what else are they supposed to do?
Yeah, where else would they go?
That's insane.
Yeah, so keep your animals inside.
Mm-hmm. Because they will eat them. They'll and they're probably them. Hungry, too.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Oh, man.
I know. A lot of shit happening lately, man.
Yeah, like shootings, fires.
Shootings, fires, everything, you know. Did you hear that this guy was ridiculed by, what's his name, Ariana's boyfriend? What's his name?
Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
They broke up, but they're not together.
Right, I know. But you know how he made fun of that guy with a missing eye who was a veteran who ran for governor?
Uh-uh.
Or for congressman?
No.
So he made fun of him. You know, he said, I don't know where he looked. He lost his eye, blah, 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 or whatever. And that really, like, you know, offended a lot of people.
Right.
Because this guy's like, he's a vet, you know, a war vet. So I think in Afghanistan. So SNL put them both together in the same show and he apologized or something. But I don't know what kind of a skit it was, but I guess it was funny or something.
Well, the thing is, this is what people don't get about comedians is they get paid to roast people.
Yeah, but you know what? Everybody's a fucking comedian. It's not a way to...
But no, like, he's legit a comedian, though. Like, he's on SNL to roast people. Like, that's his job.
Oh, okay.
And people are just, like, so fucking sensitive. It's like, okay, yeah. If you're super sensitive, don't watch a show like Saturday Night Live.
No, but I mean, don't you think that's going over the line a little bit?
Yeah, of course, but I'm sure he didn't mean like any ill will by it. Like, he was like, okay, what guy, and did this veteran do something offensive to begin with to be shit talked about?
No, he's just running for Congress, and maybe he was probably a Republican.
Yeah,
something.
I was like, is he a Trump supporter? Because all they do on SNL is fucking shit on anyone that has anything to do with Trump.
I know, so it's like, not just SNL, it's everybody.
Yeah, so I'm like, if that was the case, he was probably just looking for some material. That was like the material that he was going for.
Right.
There you go.
But it was a low blow. I mean, fuck, the guy lost his eye. But yeah, I don't know. I just think that sometimes comedians try to get away with too much.
Right.
And they always give this excuse like there's always a victim for a joke and all that stuff. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? You know, just be a little sensitive to some people. Just hiding behind I'm a comic does not absolve you from being responsible for the shit you say.
Right.
You know. And also, I mean, I've been deleting a lot of people on Facebook who all think they're fucking comedians, you know. And sure enough, I go on their page and stand-up comic here, stand-up comic there, and I'm like, goodbye. I don't need your fucking bullshit and observations on the world.
Well, there's so many stand-up comics lately. Like, I've gone to a bunch of shows or whatever, and they're just, like, not funny.
No.
It's like, holy shit. Nobody's funny.
Because there's so many of them, you know? Everybody thinks they're a fucking comedian. You know how many people I know that suddenly became like, oh, I do comedy now? It's like, what the fuck? You're not even funny. Right?
Like, I think I'm a pretty funny chick, but I know I could never be a stand-up comedian.
Right. I'm the same way. Like, you can't stand in front of people like
that. Yeah, no.
And bomb
and
big
bomb,
time.
And bomb. Because as soon as I bombed, I'd be like, I'm out. Like, I'm not even going to finish out this set. This is a tough crowd.
Yeah, like, fuck you. I'm out of here.
Like that woman we had on the show who's a comedian, Cameron. I don't know him.
Cameron Kelly. Cameron Kelly. Yeah.
How she said that she's bombed like a bunch of shows. I'm like, I couldn't physically do that or mentally and be like, well, can't wait for next week. Can't wait to get back up there again.
I know.
I'm all set. I'm good.
Yeah, but we went to, I mean, the whole thing was we met her when we went to see Tori at a comedy show. I went with Casey and the whole fucking room bombed. Every fucking comedian there was not funny.
Yeah.
It was also a small room, so you can tell right away if nobody laughs.
I mean, well, you can hear it, too.
Right.
Like, if it's one person giggling, you can tell that it's only one person that found that joke semi-decent.
Right. So, you know, so they all did. And then they went outside. They were depressed and all that. But they blamed the room. They blamed whatever.
Well, sometimes it is a crowd, though. Because I went to the Laugh Factory a couple weeks ago. And there were some pretty funny comedians there, but the room was just like, I don't know if it was like the type of people that were there or what, but like, I'm like, okay, not every single one of these jokes is bad. Like, I get it. Like, in there was definitely a few where I was like, ooh, like, you got to recover from that.
Yeah.
But there were some that was like, this is a fucking funny joke. And like, no one was laughing.
Really?
Every single comedian that got up on the stage was like, this is a shitty crowd tonight. Like, they were all like, every comedian shit on the crowd.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's a crowd.
But how can it be? I mean, it seems like every crowd would be equally random, you know?
No, I guess. Like on Chocolate Sundays at Laugh Factory, it's like a lot of black people go.
Right.
And a lot of the jokes have to reference the black community and like black lives. So it's like understood. And then like the few white people in the crowd are the people that are like down with the black community, but they get picked on and like they find it funny. Then like you go to certain shows where it's like a mixed comedian crowd,
right?
Like on a random Wednesday or a Tuesday. And it's like the crowd could also be mixed. And it's also like Laugh Factory is really touristy.
Yeah.
Like I feel like people that come from out of country go there.
Right.
Like for instance, the last time I went, they did like the comedian was like asking the crowd where they're from. There was like tons of people from like Finland and Switzerland and like a bunch of random spots. So they might just not understand like the American culture, therefore the jokes just go straight over their head.
Right.
So it all depends. Like the crowd could play a factor in like whether or not people are laughing.
Right.
But I'm not risking it.
Yeah. Why do so many people think they're funny? They're not.
I don't know.
They shouldn't be on a fucking stage, you know? They're probably the only ones who think they're funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's a cutthroat industry, man. They fucking hate each other, those comedians.
Oh, yeah, and they'll act like they're friends.
Right.
But then they'll go, like, I know comedians that'll go to other shows just to, like, watch how other people are performing and, like, their jokes and their delivery and all this shit. And I'm like, okay, so this is what you guys do.
Right.
Like, because I know comedians that go to comedy shows every day that they're not working.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, why do...
Well, because they want to see who they're competing
with,
I
guess,
right?
Yeah. I think the worst comedian I've seen all year was Tom Arnold.
Really?
Oh, it was so bad.
It was bad.
I couldn't get over it. I'm like, yo, you used to be like the shit back. I think he was definitely on something.
Yeah.
He was all over the place.
I never found him funny. I found him interesting.
Right.
Very high energy, but.
He should not be a comedian.
He's a comedian now?
He did it.
Everybody's a fucking
comedian.
He got
booed.
Really?
He got fucking booed.
Wow.
I'm like, bruh.
Yeah.
Bruh. That's wild.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is new? The new movies, I never made it to Bohemian Rhapsody this week. I wanted to go.
You can go this week. Go tonight. What's preventing you from going tonight? Absolutely nothing.
Working. What do you mean?
Yeah, but you could go after you go. Oh, you work till 9.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Go tomorrow night.
I work till 9 tomorrow, too.
Oh, that's
go
sucks.
Wednesday. I work till 9, too.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Go on Friday. Go on Friday night.
Yeah, but
I
want to
see the Grinch.
See the Grinch?
Yeah.
Is that a new Grinch?
Yes, it looks so funny.
Really?
Like, so funny. No one will go with me, though.
Oh.
I'm like, who wants to take me to go see the Grinch? No one responded.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
Really?
It's a remake, but it's like the 3D cartoon remake.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
It's a 3D cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Just look it up real quick.
Animation. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I just saw a couple of billboards, but I didn't know if it was like another Jim Carrey type.
Oh, no,
whatever.
No. It's like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like it's like almost like the DreamWorks or Pixar. It's one of the two.
Yeah, 3D animation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just like, hopefully all the funny parts aren't in the trailer. Like, you know how sometimes they'd be doing that, but it looks like it's going to be super cute and super funny.
Oh, wow. They're saying that a new trailer dropped for Toy Story 4.
No, not the trailer, but the picture.
Just a picture?
Just a picture. Trailer hasn't dropped yet, unless I haven't seen it.
No, I think somebody said that.
But I saw the picture this morning for the they posted Woody with his hat that said June 2019. I was like, I can't wait!
Oh, no, here there's something else here. They're showing a picture of Buzz Lightyear and Woody. No, here, there's a trailer.
There is?
Yeah, teaser trailer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, you can't play it while I'm not looking at the computer. I just got so scared.
No, it's just the music. Do you want to hear?
Yeah, I want to hear it. Go ahead. I'll just envision it in my head.
Yeah. It's a Pixar movie. Okay, well, definitely have to see it. Oh, well, of course, Pixar.
Yeah, it's Pixar.
I'm still thinking of the Grinch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so there's nothing here. They're just... Okay, it's not really...
It's on the trailer, right?
Yeah, but they're just showing them, like... Yeah. Okay. They're showing them, like, holding hands, flying in the sky or something. I don't know.
Somebody probably just made that, to be honest. It's probably not legit.
No, it says official teaser trailer. You know, I mean, look, it's a minute and a half. I only paid 17 seconds, but I don't want to bore you with just the music if that's all there is.
Right.
They might not say anything, you know. Let's see. Let's play a little more. No, they're just showing the characters holding hands and kind of dancing in the sky. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So much for that. I thought they'd say something.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I guess that another problem here with the fires is the smoke in the air, you
yeah.
know? I was going to tell you, I started telling you that I went to the museum, and all the people there working had those masks on. At first, I didn't understand, and then I realized why. Because it was smelling like fire. And, you know, the Getty's at the top of the hill, so you can see all of L.A.
Right.
A whole layer of smoke.
Well, on Saturday when you went to weather.com and checked the weather, it's a poor air quality.
Yeah.
And it advised you to stay inside.
Yeah, yeah.
So me and Gabby were like, perfect.
Yeah.
Going to sleep.
Or it just says smoke.
Right.
You know? How it usually says cloudy, sunny, it says smoke.
Right.
And it's all gray. Wow. That's pretty scary.
Yep.
All right, folks. Well, this is it for today. I wish Doug had called, but now I'm concerned that something happened.
Yeah, we'll definitely send him a message.
And we'll have him call in tomorrow, if nothing else. And because I'm really intrigued to hear the whole story. I mean, they went back and took pictures of the house that was not there anymore.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
It really is. You know, I mean, when I think about it, I can't stop thinking about it.
I know. God.
So, and yeah, guys, if you can go to GoFundMe, put on anything, 10, 20 bucks, whatever, but let us help them get some clothes, a place to stay, rebuild their business. You got to help, you know? I mean, I donated a few times to GoFundMe, and it makes you feel good, you know? I mean, what the hell? You're helping someone.
Right.
You know, when you ask, what can I do? You know, put in some money, help people live, you know. So if you want to find out about Doug and Don Newsom and their plight, please go to LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook. Go on my page, but my page is private, so you may not see it. But at any rate, go donate. I really appreciate it. Those are Doug and Don Newsom, Don's wife, and their four kids. You know, they are both twin brothers, Doug and Don. So, all right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you for being generous. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.